Sports Marriage Podcast, and I'm your host, Whitney Shio.
Hey, I'm your host, Bessa Shio, Whitney Shio's husband.
And this is the place where we believe that every single marriage out there has a chance to not only be awesome, but fulfilling and long-lasting.
Oh, yeah. Every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling. And you can always find us on your podcast dial at Stitcher, iTunes, or SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm. You folks can also reach out to us on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shio.
And I'm at Pesa Shio.
And of course, you can always use the blog as a resource. That's liveyourbestmarriage.com/blog.
Or you can just go to that Live Your Best Marriage and just type Live Your Best Marriage. You will find us. Because we want to help you live your best marriage.
Absolutely.
Because we believe every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
So your marriage has a chance to be awesome and has a chance to be fulfilling. And I believe in that. Can I get an amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
There you go.
Pesa and I have been together for 13 years, and we have really experienced this amazing life together. We've shared so much. We've seen a lot of ups and downs. And one thing that we realized is it's nice as a couple to just be able to hear stories and tips from people who have gone through it. And it's nice to have that opportunity to get encouragement. Again, folks, you can always find us on Twitter, pretty much any social media platform, Facebook, and we're there for you. We love to just remind you to hang in there when times get tough.
Oh, yeah. So what are we talking about today, Whitney? What are we are we discussing today?
So today I had this idea to talk about the three A's of marriage.
So because we want you to ace your marriage, right?
Right. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And
which is awesome.
Well, the three A's that I came up with are attitude, affirmation, and attunement, which is kind of funny because later on, after I came up with the idea, I decided to Google it to see if anyone else has said the same thing or if there's something similar.
But so what is it again? Attitude?
Well, mine is attitude, affirmation, and attunement.
So triple A of marriage. This is like just like a triple A for your car. This is triple A to help your marriage get better.
Right. These are like actually just really basic fundamentals that can help.
Kind of help your marriage
be
awesome.
Marriage. Yeah. So if we start off, and by the way, I didn't see this anywhere else. The only other three A's that I found were acknowledgement, attention, and affection.
But we like yours because yours are better.
So we'll get into something a little bit different this time. So if we can start off by attitude.
Okay.
Because there's no one-size-fits-all remedy for everybody's marriage. Mm-hmm. But I think that if we can grasp some of these fundamentals, it can be a lot easier. So things will go a lot more smoothly.
So if you hit your attitude, having a great attitude.
So great attitude. Because if you think of your attitude as something that represents your outlook on life.
Okay.
How do you view life?
Like, I view life as something great.
Something great. Okay. Yes. So you have a positive outlook.
Yes.
Then.
Yes.
So our outlook really has a huge, huge impact on just the way we think.
Yes.
And the way we react to situations.
Do you remember when we went to a meeting and we had a guy who was giving a speech?
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking up, giving a story about his life. And he equated his life as a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Like this, he was talking about this hammer, the hammer of life, which was just always hitting him.
Right.
And shaping him to whatever the hammer of life wanted him to be.
Yes.
So, would you call that a positive attitude? Or what kind of attitude is that?
Yes, I remember the guy you're talking about. He was a very hardworking young man and a family man.
Yes.
With a wife and four little kids. But, and he was describing
yes.
events in his life to us, every time something bad happened, he described it as a hammer that was just pounding him.
Yes.
So some people would view the exact same situation as, oh, this is a place for opportunity.
Yes.
This is a chance for me to grow, or this yes. is a chance for me to solve a problem and yes. get better. So the way he looked at it was he was being hammered.
Yes.
So he still, I think, was able to be a very productive
guy.
Person. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I personally would not want to view...
You don't
want to
be hammered?
Everything as a hammer. I really would not want to look at it that way.
Why is that?
For me, that would kind of put a damper on things. Probably. That might not be the best way for me to think about stuff, because...
Just a hammer constantly probably, hammering you.
I would get discouraged after a while. But if I view it... If I use different words, if I view it as, okay, this is a chance for me to get better.
Yes.
Or this is a chance for me to make a change.
You know, I like that hammer thing.
For me, that's a little bit more positive. But in marriage, when we talk about attitude, what I'm really, really getting at is if you have the ability to keep moving forward on a continual basis and promote advancement rather than staying stuck in past hurts,
mm-hmm.
that is the attitude that can make the difference between staying happily married or getting divorced.
So don't be stuck in the past, right?
So having a great attitude in marriage means you will be able to overlook flaws easily.
Yeah.
You will be able to forgive easier, and you've got your eyes on the future.
Eyes on the prize.
Yeah, not on the past, not behind you. And that's, which is sometimes it can be really hard to do. Again, Pace and I always remind everybody that we're real people with real problems. And so sometimes that's easier said than done.
Yeah.
Just having that ability to always try to move towards getting better.
Moving towards the future.
And moving towards one another.
Yeah.
Instead of moving apart. So that attitude that you maintain towards your spouse and just in life in general. So if you're a pretty positive person, this is probably going to be easier.
Yeah.
This whole process of just being able to avoid resentment, I think,
yes.
is really, really huge.
And this whole thing about... So you're basically saying that resentment, you're saying holding a grudge, being disappointed, all that is mm-hmm. basically somebody when we are focused on the past, something mm-hmm. that has already happened, and we are saying, oh, it did not work well, mm-hmm. and we are stuck there,
mm-hmm.
and now that brings out a lot of resentment, mm-hmm. and that brings a lot of just bad mm-hmm. feelings. So but if we focus on the now and in the future, we'll have less resentment.
Yeah, because the more negative my attitude is, the more I will actually be holding on to a lot of the mistakes and
yes.
a lot of the hurtful words that were said. I mean, that's just, but the more positive my attitude is, the more forgiving I'll be.
Okay.
And so, again, this is not like an overnight fix. This is something that we put into practice every single day. And we just have this overall outlook of just trying to avoid those hurts and those... the little things add
yeah.
up so quickly. Basically, that's basically it.
So just the bottom line is, don't focus on the past.
Yeah, and I think what's really interesting is it takes less energy to be positive. It actually takes less of your energy and less of your effort to be forgiving.
Okay.
And it's more draining to hold on to a grudge. Because it takes work to be negative. A lot
okay.
of us don't realize that because it's easier. Things just kind of go south naturally. It's mm-hmm. just easier to let things go south.
Because you built that muscle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But It's a lot less stressful, and you'll feel a lot better if you're just choosing to overlook some things. And that does not mean that disappointment doesn't happen. A lot of us have the misconception that a great marriage never has disappointment, or a great marriage never has a fight.
Oh, and if there's a fight, that means it's not a great marriage.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the truth is, anybody's marriage, everybody's marriage, will have disappointments, but the successful ones, or the people who are happily married, are the ones who overcome those things quickly.
So somebody can say, hey, then why should I get married if you're telling me there'll be a lot of disappointment and...
Because it's worth it, because the amount of joy that you'll experience is
way more.
Oh my goodness, is just exponential. I can't even describe how amazing the good times are in a marriage. And so, oh my God. Yeah, I can't even begin to describe how awesome it is when you have someone there to share your life with, when you have someone to love. So, but yeah, I mean, even the greatest of the great marriages have disappointment. They have arguments, but...
So what would you call a great marriage then?
Just, again, if the couple just is able to... Basically, it all just boils down to love. I mean, because no one's perfect.
Yes.
That's the thing. They will always say something or do something that offends you. I mean, not, it doesn't have, for different people, it might happen in different ways, and it might not happen as often as it does for some couples. But it's, I mean, as long as you have two people in the same house.
Yes.
Trying to share in making decisions and just being in the same room.
Yes.
They will not always agree.
Because even if twins, somebody told me that if twins argue, and they were born, maybe they are sharing the DNA.
Right.
What about two folks who just met
and
they're sharing their lives together?
Yeah, because we're always told that twins are like best buddies and like for their whole life, and they do everything together. But even twins do argue.
Yes.
They're siblings, just like other siblings. And so what about a married couple? What about a man and a woman who have different backgrounds, different likes and dislikes,
different ways of viewing the world?
Yeah, just different opinions.
Different DNAs.
So, but a happy marriage, I think in my opinion, a happy marriage is able to just move past those things. They don't let the little things that bother them build up to a point where they can't stand each other.
Okay. So. And then can't stand each other to the point that now they can't even talk to each other.
Yeah.
And now they're moving towards
divorce.
Yeah.
I said it all just boils down to love, because you still, even after you've seen the real side of this person, you just want to love them.
Yeah. I mean, like when you see the real person when they're vulnerable,
when you see who they really are, and you still have that feeling like, oh, I just love him, or I just love her, you know?
Yes. Oh yeah.
Yeah. But, okay. So the next one.
So the first one is attitude.
Yeah,
so having that great attitude, everything is like having that positive attitude. So the next one is words of affirmation, or just affirmation.
So affirmation is the second one. So it can be looked at in a couple of different ways. The first one can be, it's like a declaration, like, you know, just an affirmation, like, okay, I am choosing to love this person for the rest of my life, or making a statement like, okay, this is my spouse. There's no one else out there for me, and you're it. You're my life.
That's it.
You're the best.
And that's
so,
it.
Yeah, that's like basically an affirmation.
And there's nothing you can do to make me change my mind.
Right. There's
that's
no
it.
Amount of money you're going to spend that's going to make me mad enough to divorce you. There's no amount of mistakes you can make that are going to make me stop loving you. And
so you are just with me for the rest of your life.
I'm promising that I'll never leave you.
Through thick or thin.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's one type of affirmation. The other definition of that word is basically you're supporting them emotionally. You're giving them encouraging words, and you're just all of the I love yous, you're reassuring them, you're basically so words of affirmation.
Yeah.
That's the other way that we can look at it.
And words of affirmation, mm-hmm. We read them in a book. Which book was that?
Mm-hmm.
Some Five Love Languages.
Oh, yes. So affirming words. Yeah,
yes.
Just, it can be as simple as, oh, I'm so glad you're here with me.
And you can't say enough of those, can you?
Yeah, there are so many ways that you can express words of affirmation. Like, there's just, really. I mean, honestly, I think it could come in the form of a compliment. It could be just letting them know how glad you are just to be with them. Those types of things.
Can you say too many? That the other person feels like, oh, okay, what's going on here? Is he trying to butter me up again?
Oh, so, you know, I don't think that there should be a limit. I don't know. I mean, I guess for some couples it could reach a point where they're like, okay, what? This is too much now. Like, is this
what's
fake? I don't know.
What makes it fake?
So just like you mentioned, if they start to suspect that they're buttering them up for something.
And
But again, this is not like a once in a while thing. This would be like an everyday thing.
Because the way I look at it is you can never say enough of nice words to mm-hmm. your spouse. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I think we had talked about this in another podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us have no problem being nice to other folks at work mm-hmm. or at school or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's time to deal with your spouse, mm-hmm. we like to keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're not... you're like, oh, I'm going to just say what I think.
Yeah.
But if you can, as I said in another podcast, if you can, quote unquote, say mm-hmm. nice things to other folks at work
mm-hmm.
or at an event or mm-hmm. something like that, oh, please, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, mm-hmm. All those things.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you do the same thing to mm-hmm. your wife?
Yeah. So I think it would really just become part of your language.
Yes.
You're just the way you communicate with the person you're married to. It would, and again, this does not mean that there will never be an argument or that there will never be a harsh word ever
mm-hmm.
uttered, but it's in general though, like just, you're not holding back.
Yes, you're
reassuring them like, hey, you are the one for me. You're it. You are, I mean, there's no way. There's no one else out there for me, mm-hmm. and I'm looking forward to spending the rest of my life with you. That's an affirmation. That is like a huge statement you're making.
Yeah.
But you're also reassuring them and just reminding them that there's nothing that is ever going to make you want to leave them.
And that's so true, and I just want to remind guys out there that there is no right way or wrong way of saying the words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to read them from a book.
Yeah.
You can just make them up as you're going.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, because I want like the tips that we share here
mm-hmm.
to be relevant and yeah. easy to apply.
Yes.
That's our goal. We just want those simple little things that are easy for you to use but that are beneficial.
Yes.
For you, yeah.
And those are also things that we've lived our lives and you're like, oh my God,
mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I've been doing this.
Yeah.
Or I wish I had been doing this.
And honestly, like, even from my own experience, I mean, if I can look back several years ago, I can look at different times, different seasons, and when we had more of these affirming words, I felt closer.
Okay.
As husband and wife, I felt, and then I can remember back to times when we weren't saying these things as often, and I'm an insecure person, so it would make me doubt.
You are?
Yeah, I'm like super insecure, and
wow.
So, but
really?
But Pesa has become.
But I love you.
Pesa has really he does very well in assuring me and so and reminding me that how much he loves me and everything. And so, but yeah, I can totally remember back to times when we didn't do that very often, and I would actually start feeling like this emotional distance between us, and it brought a lot of doubt. So, and it just made, as a young girl, it made me wonder, like, okay, how much does he really love me? Does he still love me? Like, and that's not fun, honestly. Like, when you start having those doubtful feelings, it can be totally, totally not even close to the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and obviously I was wrong because we're still together, but during those times I thought, like, I was literally like really wondering, okay, what's the status of our relationship? How close are we right now? Like, what, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It was just, and again, so if saying these words just on a regular basis helps avoid that,
yeah,
then it's worth it. It is so worth it.
And there's also something that we believe, not I believe, but there's something that as a culture we believe that for somebody to be happy, the status of their relationship, emotional status of the relationship is they have to be quote unquote close.
Mm-hmm.
But this close is a feeling that you feel like, oh, I feel close to that person, or I don't feel close. Which can be influenced by so many other things which have nothing to do with how the other person feels or how the other person is acting or acting towards you.
Yes.
Because it's a feeling that you are having about the relationship.
Right.
Now, most of the time we are right.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to have that feeling so that we can know, like, okay, does this feel right or wrong?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we can be way off.
Exactly. So that could also go back to the attitude thing. The more positive my attitude is,
I can feel right.
Then I view the relationship more positive in a positive light. Yes. I mean,
I can feel more right about the relationship, although it's basically I've changed my attitude towards the relationship. This reminds me of a time I went to a group, friends, like we were doing a men's group.
Mm-hmm.
And I came and I was calling and I was like, man, the guys in the men's group are so happy and lively and so talkative and blah, blah, blah. And you asked me a question like, did they, and I was like, yeah, they have really changed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you asked me like, did they really change or you changed?
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is I had changed.
Yes.
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 The guys were just the guys.
So who's different now, you or them?
I think it's me.
Mm-hmm.
I view the whole situation way different. And all of a sudden I think, oh, these guys have really come a long ways.
Mm-hmm. That is very true. When your attitude changes, then the whole world around you changes.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of a sudden I'm really like, wow, what's going on here? These guys are more lively. They've come along. No, it's me. I'm willing. I'm getting. I'm more open to engaging with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So the third A is attunement.
Whoa, that's a big word. Is it attunement?
So attunement basically means being in harmony or being in sync.
Being in tuned.
So, yes, being in tuned. So, being on the same page with your spouse in probably every way possible, really.
Yes.
And attunement happens when you have a deep understanding of what your spouse's needs are.
Yes.
But you also know what you need to do to meet those needs.
Whoa.
So that is attunement.
So knowing the needs and also knowing what to do to meet them.
Mm-hmm. So you know the problem, but you also know the solution.
Yes. And what if the problem is you think you know the problem,
mm-hmm.
but it's not really the problem. Mm-hmm. That means you are not attuned.
Yep. So, and what makes this tricky sometimes for married people when you're in a relationship is your spouse might not always tell you directly up front what the issue is.
Okay.
So when the problem is just underneath the surface and you are left to figure it out, it's what is going to help you the most is the fact that you actually want to solve this problem. You actually want to know and you want to solve it. So that
you are seeking to solve.
Yeah, yes. Just the fact that you want to fix whatever this thing is,
yes.
That's like half the battle right there. I mean, you've probably taken care of 90% of the issue.
Yes.
Just the fact that you are actually interested in getting this thing resolved.
Okay.
So, but being in sync and it's something that will gradually happen over time. The longer you stay together and the more you peel back all those layers, it's something that you'll just gradually get better and better at over time. Because a lot of times, we're all human, so we might not always be able to clearly articulate exactly what it is that we want.
So who has a responsibility here? Is the spouse who has a problem or the other spouse? Who has a responsibility of letting the other person know what the problem mm-hmm. is? Do I have a responsibility?
It's both people, because your spouse might be trying the best that they can to tell you what it is that they want. They might actually be trying.
Like a crying out for help?
Yeah, it can be like there's a cry for help. Or they might actually be really trying the best they can to succinctly just tell you what it is that they're needing from you. But maybe you're not getting it. Like it's not coming out clearly, or you're not receiving it clearly. Something. There's just something that's getting hung up in the middle.
And because of that.
But at the same time, as long as you are actually making an effort to figure out what it is. And again, I mean, the longer you stay together, I mean, after a while, you'll know. Honestly, it's not.
After a while, if you're interested in the other person.
Yeah, yes. As long as you're still interested in meeting their needs, you'll know most of the time what it is.
So it's not like they're whining. It's like really.
No,
they have a problem.
Everyone has needs. Everyone has wants. And when you truly love someone, you feel that urge to to meet their needs.
Is it like okay?
You want to give. You have a giving
heart.
A giving heart. You want to do things for that person.
And this is the same for everybody, or some people have different gifts?
I think everybody's marriage is unique,
mm-hmm.
and every person is unique. So, I think it all just goes back to, as long as you want to solve the problem, that should take care of most of it.
As long as you want to solve the problem, yes.
Yeah, but no one knows your spouse as well as you do anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So you have an advantage. It's not like you don't know this person.
Yes, you do. Yeah, you know them.
Yeah, and as long as you make time to sit down and talk, you should be able to reach a solution. And so it's attitude, affirmation, and attunement.
Okay. So attitude, affirmation, and attunement. Attitude is basically how you view things and how you
mm-hmm.
act.
Mm-hmm.
Basically what drives you. The affirmation, just saying nice things, just being, you're building mm-hmm. your spouse up, you know, just mm-hmm. tearing them down.
Yes.
And attunement is like you're in tuned with your feelings and all that, and you are there to not only are you attuned with their feelings,
mm-hmm.
you also are working, mm-hmm. you are leaning towards them,
right,
in trying to help them solve some of the issues that they are dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
You're leaning towards them as a spouse.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So you guys, yeah, attunement, I think a huge part of that is you guys are both able to lean on one another.
Yeah. Lean so. On me. Mm-hmm. When you're not
yeah.
strong. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
So folks, just to recap, again, these things can be acquired over a period of time. This is something that you can develop, you can work on it. It's not an overnight fix. I really don't think there is an overnight fix.
No.
I don't know. I mean, you can change your attitude very quickly. But it's something that with effort, you'll get better and better. And better. And believe me, it is worth it. It is so worth it. Once you can get these things just figured out and up and running, the results are amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah. So, folks, we really enjoy coming up with this podcast because it's actually helping us as much as it helps you guys. And we love the comments. You can send us comments or just new podcast ideas at Twitter. I'm at Pacer Shayo, and my wife is at Whitney Shayo. And you can also find us on Facebook at / Live Your Best Marriage, and also on iTunes. Hey, guys, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. That way you never have to miss any episode. Folks, until next time, I'm Pesa.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Whitney.
And bye, and God bless.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles? No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry, Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.